This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs. If you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. And we can help you wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Longevity. Longevity products can be purchased at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our two skin health products, so all available at truthtreatments.com and our 1,000 plus 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com. 844-236-6010 is our number today. We've got Nancy Dannison coming up in our third segment. I am super excited to talk to Nancy. She's written several books. She's a former very successful trial lawyer, health lawyer, actually. And she had a near-death experience, I think 26 years ago, in 1994, and she's written several books about it. I've been obsessed with near-death experiences since I first read Life After Life by Ray Moody in the late 1970s. But over the last 3, 4, 5 years, I just can't get enough of this stuff. I think it's just such a powerful concept and idea. And I don't know how anybody can think that there's not something happening. There's not something going on with all of these near-death experiences that are out there. Now there's near-death experience radio, and there's zillions with a Z, literally, I don't know, countless near-death experience YouTube videos, and there's near-death experience peer-reviewed literature, and there's incredible books on near-death experiences. I'm sure most people know what I'm talking about when I say near-death experiences. When you die, technically you're dead on the operating table or in some other setting. By technically dead, I mean you don't have any heartbeat, and you don't have any brain waves going. If you're in a hospital and they're measuring your brain waves, you're dead by all technical measures, but yet you have experiences, and when they bring you back, you can talk about these experiences. And not only that, but the experiences, for the most part, not always, but for the most part, are amazingly beautiful and inspiring and loving. I've always thought the most important thing for us to understand in our life is death. We avoid death. We avoid talking about death. We avoid thinking about death. It's the great taboo. It's the biggest taboo. It's also the greatest adventure, if you believe in this near-death experience idea, the concept of near-death experiences. I don't know how you can deny it, actually. In fact, if you're out there and you think it's baloney and you do deny it, I'd love to hear from you.
And tell me how I've heard doctors say things like, or medical professionals or scientists say like, well, it's oxygen deprivation in the brain, and when you have your oxygen's, your brain's deprived of oxygen, you go into these hallucinatory states, and they call them hallucinations. The problem is, when people are in their near-death experience state, they see things and hear things that they have no business seeing and hearing, and they come back and report them. So they can see things on the top of a building. How did they get to the top of a building? Or they can hear their loved ones talking about their impending demise in the waiting room. They float out of their body, they float out of the operating room, they float into the waiting room, they can see their parents or their loved ones in distress. So really, anybody who disputes the reality of these things and claims that they're hallucinatory or they're based in some kind of hypoxic, low-oxygen state of the brain really doesn't understand near-death experiences. Anyway, we're going to talk to Nancy Danison. Not only does she have a really powerful near-death experience, but she also saw some interesting things from a prophecy standpoint. She's written 5 books now on the backwards trilogy, I guess you say. Backwards, Returning to Our Source for Answers, the Backwards Guidebook, and Backwards Beliefs. She also has 2 new books, one on religion and one on her newest book is called Create a New Reality. We've got so much to talk about, Nancy. We're definitely not going to get to talk about everything that I'd like to talk about with Nancy Danison. Her website is nancydanison.com, and we'll be speaking to Nancy in our third segment. All right, so we've been talking about the nature of fats, and really it points to the nature of the invisible world, the idea that the invisible world precedes the visible world, the implicate precedes the explicate, and we always focus on the explicate, we always focus on the outside, but you know what, folks? When you focus on the outside, you lose your power. Everything in our world wants us, I'm not sure if it's intentionally, but the net effect is to take our power away from us. Everything. The news takes your power away from you. Politics takes your power away from you. The medical model takes your power away from you. Your job takes your power away from you. Everything that we honor and deify takes our power away from us. Our power resides in us. Even God and religion take our power away from us. That's why Jesus came and said that the kingdom of heaven is within. It's within. You got to turn within. You got to go inside. That's where our power lies, from the invisible world. If you don't understand the invisible world, you're going to lose your power in the visible world, period. That's why we hit biochemistry so hard, and that's why I talk about quantum and all these seemingly abstract and abstruse ideas. So fats, the nature of fats, is going to be missed. We're going to miss the nature of fats if we don't see it at the smallest, most invisible level, which is the quantum or the electronic level, we'll say. Forget quantum, because that freaks everybody out when you hear that word. The electronic level, the electron level. Electron, i.e. electronic. At the electron and the electronic level, fats are distinct from water, and that gives them completely different characteristics. They stick around, and they're harder to extract. They're sticky. Just think of an oil stain in your shirt. You get an oil stain in your shirt, it ain't coming out. You get a water stain in your shirt, there's lots of ways to get that out. Because oil sticks. Peanut butter sticks on the knife. If you put your knife with peanut butter in the dishwasher, it's not coming off. Or if it does come off, it's not going to come off very well. Fats stick. They're harder to extract for the same reason. Because they stick to foods. That means your gallbladder has to be working. If you had your gallbladder out, you know, you could still function and you could still get by, and there's things you can do, so don't freak out if you had your gallbladder taken out. But if you don't have it taken out, keep it, because your gallbladder has bile, which is your body's fat extraction liquid. They call it the soap. Bile is so unbelievably important and underappreciated, like much of the body. There's fats, by the way, that have some interesting pain relief. I should say anti-inflammatory pain-relieving properties. They're pain-relieving properties not because they're like opioids that take care of pain. They're pain-relieving properties because they suppress inflammation. Fats are your molecules of inflammation and your molecules of anti-inflammation. So important. Fats are the molecules of inflammation and the molecules of anti-inflammation. And there's a couple fats that are really important. There's for pain relieving. That's the endocannabinoids, the cannabinoid system, marijuana, pot, THC, whatever you want to call it. The endocannabinoids are so underappreciated. I was just reading how the governor of Colorado just pardoned 2,700 people who were criminalized somehow. I don't know if they went to jail, but they were somehow criminalized for marijuana possession. You know, marijuana contains cannabinoids that are exactly the same as in your body, and so much so that some people believe that these cannabinoids are essential nutrients. And we talked about how phytonutrients may be essential, like vitamins and minerals, and it's only because we didn't have the detection mechanisms when they came up with the list of essential nutrients in the 1930s and 1940s, basically, that we marginalized the phytonutrients as essential. Well, it turns out there's some people who believe that the cannabinoids are essential. And that's why people gravitate towards cannabinoid-containing substances, legal or not. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Nancy Dannison in our third segment. We'll get to your calls next.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back. back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang tight if you're on hold. We'll get to you in a moment. Nancy Dannison will be talking to us about her near-death experience and a really interesting vision that she had in our third segment. I'm looking forward to speaking to Nancy. I've been reading her books now. I read one of her books a couple years ago, actually, and I've been reading the other two books over the last month or so. She actually has five books now about the near-death experience and about spirituality, and she is a former trial lawyer. How do you like that? No airy-fairy woo-woo here. Former trial lawyer, has a near-death experience, and like many people who have near-death experiences, they change their lives. This is a quote from her book. Quote, "I cherished my beyond-death experience as spiritual and indeed transformational, but kept it mostly to myself. Its power compelled me to make drastic changes in my own life." That happens a lot, by the way. "Including leaving my big law firm in favor of hanging up my own shingle. Now, after 12 years of soul-searching and integrating the experience, time is pressuring me to fulfill a promise I made myself before returning to my body. To communicate to anyone who will listen what I learned of our true nature and why we are here, so that more of us may understand that each of us has the power inside to change our life and our future simply by awakening to the wonder of who we truly are." Unquote. Her book's filled with stuff like that. Powerful, inspirational stuff. We are greater than we have any... We can't even conceive of our greatness. But we can get close to conceiving of it. We can't get close. We can experience our greatness, and we can get close to conceiving of it just by pondering the nature of a cell, the nature of the quanta, the nature of perception, the nature of our souls and spirituality. There's so many ways. The numinous in general. Numinous. That's a word you want to learn if you don't know that word. Numinous. A guy named Rudolf Otto came up with that word in the, I think it was the 19th century. Rudolf Otto talked about the numinous. The numinous is just the mysterious awesomeness of the universe. There's no other. He had to make up a word because there's no word for it. All right. So we'll get your calls here in a sec. 844-236-6010. We were talking about the endocannabinoids. The endocannabinoids are part of this whole fat family that we've been talking about. The endocannabinoids. Endo meaning inside. Cannabinoids refers to a family of fat molecules that are found in many plants, mostly the cannabis plant, cannabinoids, cannabis, and also the marijuana plant. Those are the most famous cannabinoid-containing plants, but there's cannabinoids pretty much everywhere. They're phytonutrient. They're in hops, they're in sage, they're in rosemary, they're in oregano. I remember when I was growing up, they used to make jokes about smoking oregano. Little did they know that oregano is a good source of cannabinoids. Endocannabinoids are the same molecules, or the same family of molecules, as phytocannabinoids, plant cannabinoids. Just like estrogen, there's estrogen in our body, and there's phytoestrogens. There's this overlap between the vegetable or plant kingdom and the human kingdom in terms of our neurochemistry plant chemistry. Plants don't have neurochemistry. They have whatever they call it. I don't know if there's probably a term for it, but phytochemicals and neurochemicals and biochemicals in the body, there's sometimes overlap, and that's where the cannabinoids fit in. There's a couple other interesting facets of anti-inflammatory properties and pain-relieving properties. Acetylmyristoliate, CM cream from Longevity. Doc Wallach was one of the first guys to understand the power of acetylmyristoliate for arthritis and for joint pain and for back pain. Acetylmyristoliate is a fat. It's a fatty acid or a derivative of a fatty acid, myristolic acid. Acetylmyristolate is an ester of a fatty acid, technically speaking. And it's found in animal products. Animal fat contains acetylmyristoliate. Lard is actually a great source of acetylmyristoliate. And lard has a tradition of being an anti-inflammatory topical. People would put lard on their arthritis or on their joints or on their inflammation historically. Little did they know. It was acetylmyristoliate, among other compounds. There's probably other things in there that have anti-inflammatory properties too. And there's a third interesting one that you can buy on the internet. I'll tell you what that is when we continue talking about our fats and the fatty family for growth, for repair, for stress management, for pain relief, for anti-inflammation. As we continue talking about the fats versus water, lipophilic versus hydrophilic on the Bright Side. All right, Nancy Dannison coming up in our third segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's see what our friend Dorian has to say. Dorian in Virginia. You get to Dorian. What's up, Dorian? How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Ben. I'm doing great. Thanks. I was just calling regarding your guest yesterday, actually, and it was very
interesting. Dane Stevens. What did you think of him?
He was great.
Yeah, wasn't he great? I loved
him.
He
was. I had a question regarding freeing your stress from your mind. How do you do that?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. How do you free your stress from, how do you loosen stress, we'll say. I think that's what you mean, right? So here's the deal with stress, okay? There is, and I use the term angst. A-N-G-S-T. I like that term because that encompasses anxiety, encompasses stress, encompasses distress. It's just all the yucky feelings that we have. I call them angst. A-N-G-S-T. So how do we deal with that? And Dane alluded to it, but I didn't ask him too much about it, so we didn't really get into it. But it's very important to recognize that we have a mental aspect to our angst and a somatic aspect to our angst. And what happens is the somatic is the feeling. That is a feeling aspect and a mental aspect. The feeling aspect, the somatic aspect, is neutral. It's just energy. We label it mentally. And the key is to separate the two. The key is to delabel the feeling of angst. First, to identify it. Like right now, Dorian, think of something crappy. You don't have to say what it is. Just think of it. Do you feel it in your body?
Yes, a little move.
Okay. Well, notice it because it's there. If you're not feeling it a lot, then you're somehow disassociated from it. Dive into it. Where is it in your body?
I felt in my arms a little bit.
Dive deeper because it's good. It's usually in the throat, the heart, or the stomach. Dive deeper. Think of something really yucky in your life. It's not going to be in your arms. Do you feel it in the center core of your body?
I'm not really feeling it there, though.
Okay, that's very good information. Because it's there, but you're not feeling it.
Right.
You're disassociated from your body. Okay? You're separated from your body. And this happens a lot. We live our lives in our mind. And we lose power by living our lives in our mind. Our body is the true mediator of what's happening in the world. And then our brain jumps in and says, oh, me, I'm the charge here. And the brain labels things. But what's really happening is in the body. And that's the somatic sense. I was talking about the felt sense a couple of days ago. Eugene Gendlin's felt sense. You have to dive into the body and know it. And what you're experiencing, by the way, of not seeing it, not feeling your body or feeling your extremities in your arms, it's not atypical. It's normal because we live our lives disassociated from our bodies. And that's why we have such crappy lifestyle habits is because we don't live in our bodies. We don't feel our bodies. So the key to any crappy feeling is to feel it. By the way, there's a really cool lady named Rosenberg. I forgot her first name, Jane Rosenberg. And she has something called the Rosenberg Reset. And I've been meaning to talk about this. And she says that the key to dealing with any kind of stressful situation is to not avoid it, to feel it in your body for 90 seconds. All it takes is 90 seconds. Everybody out there, if you got something crappy that you're trying to avoid, and that's why we smoke, and that's why we can't meditate, and that's why we can't sleep, and that's why we drink and do drugs, we're trying to avoid something. Our whole life is spent avoiding something, and it's only a feeling we're trying to avoid. So dive into that feeling for 90 seconds. It's called the Rosenberg Reset. You can Google it. The Rosenberg Reset. Dive into the feeling. First, for you, Dorian, and anybody else who can't feel it, you have to feel it first, and then dive into it and be with it for 90 seconds, and it will diffuse. And I'm going to talk about that next week because I've been meaning to cover the Rosenberg Reset and this 90-second idea. All right. Thanks, Dorian. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. We got Nancy Dennison coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk near-death experience. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The White House now says President Trump is experiencing mild symptoms of COVID-19 after he and the First Lady tested positive for it, the results coming back last evening. A White House official saying it's business as usual, though, for President Trump, telling NBC News he spoke today by phone to the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, and is in good spirits. Additionally, there are discussions within the White House about whether the president will address the American public today, though no final decision's been made. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says, given the way the Trumps behaved during the pandemic, the fact that they got the virus should not be a surprise.
Going into crowds, unmasked and all the rest, was sort of a brazen invitation for something like this to happen.
And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
A salmonella outbreak is being reported in a number of U.S. states, and it's linked to pet bearded dragons and hedgehogs. That's according to the CDC and public health officials, who say they're looking into two different strains of that disease. The majority of people who came down with the illness reported they were in close contact with one of those two types of animals. The CDC warns anyone with pets to wash their hands after contact with them and to keep pets away from anywhere food may be present. Amazon and eBay will no longer sell any Proud Boys merchandise, Amazon confirming all items have been removed, while eBay's in the process of doing that now. It comes after President Trump mentioned the far-right group on Tuesday night during his debate with Joe Biden. He told them to stand back and stand by, although he said negative things about them yesterday. He had claimed back in the debate, though, not to know who they are. The next day, the group was applauding President Trump for mentioning them. It's been linked to white supremacy and accused of promoting violence at protests. And spicy McNuggets will be gone soon. McDonald's fans love them so much, most restaurants are expecting to sell out of the limited edition treat as early as this weekend. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7, on the archive page of BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up, and also BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. And we have lots of videos and news stories and blog posts and lots of good health information on all our websites. And then make sure you take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. Wound healing equals beauty. And the formulation strategy that I leverage for taking advantage of the skin and taking advantage of healing is now available to you, formerly on a prescription, now available over the counter. You can check out all our true treatments, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our true skin health products, truthtreatments.com, and our 1,000 plus 4 and 5 star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. All right, I am so looking forward to speaking to our guest. Truly just a heroic woman. You guys know that I've been obsessed with near-death experiences my whole life since I read Life After Life in the late 1970s. Completely changed the trajectory of my life when I first dawned on me that there's a whole other world that nobody's talking about. Now, today it's almost, you know, it's kind of a cliche or a meme. It's, most people have heard of near-death experiences. There's zillions of YouTubes, and there's Near-Death Experience Radio, and there's IANS, which is a near-death experience organization, and there's peer-reviewed journals, but our guest, Nancy Dannison, she's actually a former successful trial lawyer and health lawyer, as it turns out, for a big law firm. Our guest, Nancy Dannison, not only had an incredible experience, but she's really made it her mission, and I can totally understand where she's coming from, to have other people understand the impact of this, the significance of this. She says in her book, quote, "I learned of our true nature and why we are here, so that more of us may understand that each of us has the power inside to change our life and our future, simply to awakening to the wonder of who we truly are," unquote. And she's made her mission, her life's mission, to help everybody understand this. And it's just, her work is beautiful. She's got 3 books called The Backwards Trilogy. I read the first Backwards book, Returning to Our Source for Answers, a few months ago. And I'm in the process of reading Backwards Beliefs, Revealing Eternal Truths Hidden in Religions. I can't wait to talk to Nancy about that. And then she has 3 other books, and a backwards guidebook, and then 2 more books and a new book that's just come out. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Nancy Dannison. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Ben. Great to be here.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. So awesome. So we don't have a lot of time, but we could talk forever, really, about, you know, your topic is so huge. Tell us, just in a nutshell, what happened to you, and then what you saw, and then I want to get into the significance of it for our lives today.
What happened was I had an anaphylactic reaction combined with low blood sugar, and the shock of the two made me leave my body and go into the light. And I had the most extensive experience in the afterlife that I've ever heard about or read about. I had a life review. I met my 5 dearest eternal friends. I asked questions that were most important to me and got the answers. I saw all my previous lifetimes. I watched a documentary of Earth's history and future. I watched creation, and I came intimately involved with what I call Source, what people call God.
That's awesome.
That's
well, I'm going to get into some more of that, but I want everybody to understand that not only were you a successful trial lawyer, okay? You weren't just in the books; you were out there in the muck working as a trial lawyer, a health trial lawyer. But you also have a Bachelor of Science in Biology, in Anatomy and Physiology, and you have a chemistry, and you graduated magna cum laude. So you are a true scientist, and even a true materialist on a certain level. So when you have this experience, were you prepared for it? Had you been reading about near-death experiences? Had you ever heard of anything like this? Was there a shock that was involved?
I was completely shocked. I'd never heard of a near-death experience. And, in fact, I didn't even know I had died until at one point in the experience I looked down and I saw my body sitting in the mammography room without me. And I just thought something wonderful and interesting and exciting was happening. And so I tried to follow along with everything that was going on. The most impactful part of it for me was that it completely changed all my beliefs about myself, about life,
wow,
about religion, about everything.
So when you came back, did people say, wow, you're different? Or did they notice? Or did it take a while for them to notice?
I think the first thing that I did outwardly after I came back was I left my 270 attorney law firm and went out on my own. People noticed that.
I guess
they didn't know why I've done it.
Now, some people say they come back and they got depressed. That happened to you?
I would say I was depressed because I was so excited about starting my own practice and getting the message out that, you know, I was available. But I was homesick. Oh, my gosh. I was so terribly homesick for about 2 years.
So what would you tell people who say things like, oh, it's just oxygen deprivation. It's a hypoxic event that your brain is hallucinating based on its lack of oxygen. You know what I'm talking about, I'm sure.
I do. You have to be in your body to experience hypoxia, and I was way outside my body. I have a distinct memory of getting out of the body and going into the light and being able to see the body from the afterlife back on Earth. So it couldn't have been a hypoxic event for me because I wasn't there.
Was there a reality associated with it? It was like more real than your life here? I've heard that said.
A million times more real. In fact, that was one of the shocking things, was to learn that human life isn't real. It's part of your spiritual self is put to sleep. And that's the part of having these human experiences. And then when you get back into your natural state as a spiritual entity, it was like a dream that lasted 2 seconds, but it wasn't real. And that disturbed me.
You mean your life was like a dream that lasted 2 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah, I get a sense of that. It's like when I always thought that when I die, I'm going to look back on my deathbed, I'll say, oh, my God, that was like a split second, that whole thing.
That is what happened. So at least that's what happened to me.
That's great. That's awesome. So not everybody comes back and dedicates their life the way you did. Why made you want to do that?
Well, I actually didn't want to do that. While I was in the afterlife, as I said, I asked what I thought were the most important questions in life. Who is God? Who am I? What's the purpose of life? Why am I on earth? Where's heaven? Where's hell? And what's the one true religion? Because I was a Roman Catholic, and I'd always been taught that that's the one true religion. And when I got the answers, and then when I saw creation and I saw the history of religion on earth, I kept saying to myself mentally, somebody's got to tell those people.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I completely understand what you're talking about. We got to take a break, but you also have some stuff to tell us about our life today and about what's going on in the world based on your experiences. So I want to get into that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Nancy Dannison. Her books are The Backwards Trilogy. Her new book is Create a New Reality, Move Beyond Law of Attraction. We'll be back with more of Nancy on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Nancy Dannison, near-death experiencer with a chemistry degree, biology degree, and a doctor of jurisprudence. No mere lawyer, Nancy. No mere trial lawyer. A doctor of jurisprudence were you. A true scientist. And yet you have this very, you'd have to say non-scientific experience, because there's no real ways to detect it scientifically, I don't believe. Am I wrong there?
There's no way to detect the experience scientifically, but I did have physical damage from having been dead.
And you were, I'm sure they could detect that you were not in your body, your brain waves and heart rate. But the experience itself is about as non-scientific as you could get. I suppose all experience could be said to be that. So in any case, a couple of things I want to cover in our short period of time here is, number one, what is this thing called life? And you have, in order to see life, you have to not have life. You have to stand outside of it in order to see it. We're all in it, so we can't really see it. But you were one of the rare people, one of the few people who actually stood outside of it so you could see it. So what is this thing called life? And what is there a reason? Is there a purpose? Is it just to be here? Or are we just organisms for a short period of time for no meaning?
What I saw experiencing creation with and as Source was that Source created the universe mentally, pure imagination, pure thought, pure energy, and wanted to experience that physical universe that it created. And the way it did that was the same way we dream. You know, it created this physical universe and then put its own self-awareness into creatures and things, just like we put our own self-awareness into one of the characters in our dreams. And so that self-awareness is what we call souls.
So we're dream characters, in a sense, in this model.
We are, well, our bodies are dream characters. We, the personalities inside the bodies, are what we call souls. We are actually Source, of own self-awareness and consciousness.
Can we tap into that without having a near-death experience?
We are that. We don't have to tap
into it. No, but can we consciously tap into it? Yes, we are that. Unconsciously, though, no?
Yes, and absolutely.
How? Just by contemplating, meditating? How do you do that?
easiest way I have found is through becoming aware of the present moment, you know, like the mindfulness process or meditation. The key is to get the human mind and all the chatter that goes through our minds all the time, get that out of the way and get absolute quiet and then focus.
So underneath that chatter, there's probably a place, there's like a still river or like still water somehow that where everything is, but we're always in the waves kind of thing. Is that kind of what you're saying? There's a baseline.
Well, the baseline is our spiritual mind, our mind as the soul.
I'm going to let you go. You're the guest.
To reach that, we have to clear the human mind out of the way.
Okay, so you can do that. That's what meditation is, actually. But you don't need to meditate. Mindfulness will do it. Getting to the present will do it. Power of now kind of thing. Okay, so what do you want? Now, you saw some amazing things. We're in an epochal time. Like, the world is changing. It has changed right beneath our feet. It's completely shifted. We did a phase shift March 10th or March 11th when all this stuff happened. So, and we're all living in it. What do you want people to know about what's going on today and about what's going to happen in the future?
I want people to know that we souls inside these human bodies have the power collectively to change it. I learned in the afterlife that there's a collection of souls that I call all those with an interest in Earth. Anybody who has a kind of an interest in Earth that maintains the manifestation, the illusion, the physical default settings of Earth. And those can be changed through the same process of manifesting. If we turn our attention and intention to creating something better, so we have the power. We just have to get enough people turning their attention and intention to making things better.
So we could have like a heaven on earth kind of thing if we reach a critical mass of consciousnesses or awarenesses who are pointed in that direction.
I don't think it would be a heaven on earth, but what I saw of the future was a much more peaceful third epoch of Earth history, where people were more cooperative and there was far less friction and fighting and violence.
How did we get in this pickle in the first place? Why did the world evolve this way?
It's human nature. A source created humans to be just like all the other Earth animals. You know, we're violent, self-centered, self-absorbed, greedy, you know, it's just human nature. And unfortunately, a lot of people believe they're stuck with that behavior, stuck with that mindset. They don't realize that as the soul inside the body, we can take control and change the behavior, change the mindset.
So, of course, if they believe it, then that's what it is. And if enough people believe it, then that's what it is, right?
Yes.
And that's the world we're in.
You truly and deeply believe it, as the soul, the part of Source, what the human believes doesn't matter.
Yeah. How is it, does this strike you as fascinating that all religions and all higher philosophies, even the concept of philosophy itself, is kind of like, they're all saying the same thing. What you saw in the near-death experience, you would be a prophet. You'd be a biblical prophet, literally. If this happened 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, you would be a biblical prophet. It's the same stuff, right?
From my perspective, what I learned in the afterlife is completely different than what religions are teaching. You know, there's a kernel, and that's why my book,
The Kernel,
Backwards Beliefs, Revealing Eternal Truths Hidden in Religions, there's a kernel of truth in all religions, and there are pieces and parts of truth in all religions, but religions are man-made. They're based on humans assuming that God is just like humans. And it's not.
Doesn't that strike you? I mean, when I think of that, as you say it, that's like one of the silliest things we humans believe, is this idea that, quote, God, unquote, and I feel, you know, I have a problem with that word sometimes, is like jealous and angry and kills people and war, you know, all the things that God is, even loving, You know, these are all human anthropomorphized, they're all anthropomorphized kind of personality traits, no?
Yes, exactly. And the source that I came to know intimately is, has some character traits in common with humans, like joy and curiosity and intelligence, and but it's completely different. It has no human physical appearance, no human character traits. It's just completely different.
Okay, so last minute here. What's one or two action steps people can take if they want to, without dying, of course, experience mm-hmm. something, somewhat of what you experienced? I assume that that's possible.
To a degree, I was told that we can, through meditation or being present in the now, whatever works for us to get the human mind out of the way, through that mechanism, we can access universal knowledge and get answers to our questions directly into our minds. We can create consciously what we want our lives to look like. Those are the two action steps I would recommend.
Is asking or requesting, can that be part of this protocol, like wanting it, intending for it to happen?
Wanting it is different than intending it to happen, because usually it's the human that wants something. The creative power is strictly at the soul level, and the soul has, you as the soul inside the body, have to put your attention to what it is that you intend to create, and then you have to intend it with a sense that you expect it's going to happen. I mean, it has to be much firmer than just a desire. It has to be, I am going to do this.
So do you think that people have a certain karmic predisposition to how their life shows up? It looks out of their control, or is it totally in their control?
Totally in their control.
Awesome.
I learned in the afterlife that there's no karma. We manifest our own physical lives moment by moment.
Nancy, we're out of time, Nancy. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing, and thank you so much for being on the program. NancyDanison.com, and our books are the Backwards Trilogy. I want to talk about your new book. They will have you on again. Is that okay?
That'd be great.
Okay, Nancy. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
All right, that's all the time
we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Youngevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.